News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is promising to intervene in the Senate Texas Republican primary. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Leading up to this week's GOP primary in Texas, the president did not endorse a candidate. But now, with Senator John Cornyn and Texas AG Ken Paxton heading for an election runoff at the end of May, Donald Trump said he'll soon be making an endorsement. He also wrote online that the candidate he doesn't embrace should immediately drop out of the race. The winner of the runoff will face Democrat James Tallarico. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A Russian flagship has exploded and sank in the Mediterranean.
Libya says a Russian flagged tanker carrying liquefied natural gas has exploded and erupted in flames before sinking in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. No casualties have been reported. The tanker was under Western sanctions, suspected to be part of Russia's shadow fleet trying to bypass sanctions imposed on Moscow over its war in Ukraine. The cause of the explosion is not immediately clear. The Libyan Maritime Authority says there were sudden explosions followed by a massive fire on the Arctic Metagaz on Tuesday off the coast of the Libyan city of Sirte. The statement added the tanker completely sank between Libya and Malta, and all 30 crew members were rescued. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. submarine has sunk an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. That comes as Washington and Israel intensified their bombardment Wednesday of Iran's security forces and other symbols of power. As the war expands yet again, Tehran has warned of the destruction of the Middle East's military and economic infrastructure. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points, the Nasdaq rose 290, the S&P advanced 52. This is SRN News. A lot of kids are on TikTok, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the social media platform, and about one in five American teens say they are on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead them to be sex trafficked. A number of states have been investigating the platform over possible harm to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anglicans face a looming choice about whether their global church family can stay united. Conservative leaders are meeting in Nigeria this week, where they're expected to debate a plan that could loosen or even end ties to the Archbishop of Canterbury. Many within the Global Fellowship of Confessing Anglicans, or GAFCON, oppose liberal shifts that have taken place in Western churches. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Major tech companies have signed a ratepayer protection pledge that President Trump calls a historic win.
This means that the tech companies and the data centers will be able to get the electricity they need, all without driving up electricity costs for consumers.
If you go to live concerts, you know how pricey those tickets can be.
A Justice Department lawyer has told a New York jury at the start of an antitrust trial that the concert ticket industry is broken because Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation Entertainment, have monopolized the market, driving up prices for consumers. Attorney David Marriott argued on behalf of Ticketmaster and Live Nation. He said the government's wrong and the ticket industry is more competitive than ever. Keith Peters, Washington.
Shaking off concerns about the fighting in Iran. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 238 points, and NASDAQ up by 290. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.